My wife and I are celebrating 10 years of matrimony. On the 29th will be our 10-year anniversary. And with the start of the baseball season this weekend.
Did it feel like it went by fast the first 10 years? Not like it's ended, but I remember going to your reception in Deep Ellum 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I guess that would have been, 2014.
Yeah.
So right after I started full time here. It just goes. It goes by fast, man.
Yeah, it goes by quick.
Your oldest was very little.
Yeah, when there's kids involved, it goes even faster. So all those married out there without kids, it probably goes a little slower. But yeah, it's been a great decade, and the wife had never been to New York City. I've been a few times. I thought to myself, you know what? Let's go do this. Good deal on a flight. I found an incredible old school New York hotel called the Algonquin, which was opened up
cool
in
name.
1902. I think season 6 of Mad Men, Don Draper went in there for a meeting, and it just has a very like old New York feel to it. And I thought, this is great.
Is everybody like talking like the 1920s?
Like a speakeasy.
Yeah, like Tom Gribble's in there.
No,
doing reporter guy to you.
I mean, it's been remodeled and whatnot, but it still has an old school aesthetic to it. And we stayed in Midtown, which if you're going to go for the first time, you probably need to stay in Midtown because there's so much touristy type things.
Mm-hmm. And it's right in the middle of the
city. You probably need to see. Yeah. So we stayed on 42nd and Times Square is like 3 blocks away and everything's walkable. That's the really cool part is like you could walk a mile and it takes about 15, 20 minutes because there's a lot of people out there too. But everybody's kind of in a hurry, and the one thing, and we'll talk about the places we went and whatnot, but the thing that really jumped out to me is how clean the city was. You think of New York City being a big city, and it's dirty, and there's too many people.
Yeah, there's so many people there.
And there is a level of some littering a lot of places, but in the main places in Midtown you're going, the sidewalks were very clean. There's city workers who are very cognizant of trash cans not getting too full. And that was one of the more surprising aspects of it, being in the heart of the city like that.
Did you see any rats while you're in the city?
Not one.
I brought up the documentary Rats a few days ago, and a lot of it's focused on New York City.
Yeah, they gotta be there, but I didn't see any.
That's good. How was the, like, compared to Dallas, like downtown Dallas, is it cleaner than here?
Yes. At least the parts I was in. Now there might be different parts of town or different boroughs that might have some litter issues that I didn't see, but I was struck by how clean it was. Now, we have two really good airports here in DFW and Love Field. Easy to get in and out of. It's awesome. It's one of the perks of actually living in North Texas. We have two really good airports. LaGuardia is awesome.
Really? I heard some bad things.
What have you heard?
That it's just, I mean, it's New York City, so it's hectic.
Yeah, of course, there's traffic.
Stuff like that. I don't know. Whatever people complain about airports.
Getting in and out wasn't hard at all.
Really? Okay.
Because there's cabs that are just dedicated to going to and fro the airport. That was easy. And the, you know, Terminal D at DFW.
Oh, yeah. The lit terminal, as I call it.
LaGuardia's.
It's got a lit terminal?
Pretty lit, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty excellent. Very nice. Nice bathrooms. Felt very clean, which I was a little surprised.
So I've been twice. I went when I was in sixth grade, which would have been October of 2000, during like our fall holiday, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Went with the parents, me and my mom and dad. We stayed at a tiny hotel room near Madison Square Garden. Did the whole New York touristy stuff, went to the garden, did the tour, went to Les Mis, which I was too young for that, and I had to pee early on, and you can't get up to go to the bathroom, so that kind of, that was a pain in the ass, did Times Square, did all that. We did Empire State Building, which, in retrospect, I kind of wish we did World Trade Center, because that was the year before 9/11, but I thought the Empire State Building looked really cool, and it was on the movie Sleepless in Seattle, and that was a movie as a little kid that I watched a bunch when we had like three VHSs.
You just wore it out on
that
VHS.
Was one of the VHSs we had, so I watched that all the time.
A little rom-com.
Yeah, maybe I'd meet, you know, Lucky Lady up there or something. But yeah, it was fun as a kid. It's probably cleaner than it was back in 2000, because I remember as a 12-year-old thinking, okay, this is a It's a little dirty here, but I went back for a Cowboys road trip, probably 2019. Mm-hmm. That was the Black Cat game the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Went into the city one night and spent, you know, just a few hours going to bars and stuff. And it was shocking to me how not crowded it was on like a Sunday night.
Really?
Like I thought just every place was going to be packed. We found a few cool just like hole in the wall bars that mm-hmm. were not crowded. I thought it was
that's the thing
pretty nice.
There's hole in the wall all sorts of things, eateries, bars, shops, you name it. So if you duck into one, it's not always overcrowded. Now there's some big Times Square touristy type places with lines out the door, but you want to avoid all that. Now I will say it's pricey to go eat. Like the restaurants will upcharge.
Sbarro gets pretty pricey.
Didn't have any Sbarro, but I will say this: the hype of the New York pizza is real. It is terrific. In fact, Monday night we went to a Knicks game. I got to see Jalen Brunson and the Knicks.
Did you boo him?
No, I like Brunson, but they just completely beat the brakes off the Pistons. And it's like a 30-point game early in the fourth quarter. So like, let's get out of here. And my buddy Vic,
get out of here.
Gave me a good tip to go to New York Suprema, whatever you call it, right across the street from the Garden. It was incredible, incredible pizza.
Do you fold it?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you just,
it's so big.
I think you have to.
Yeah, it's so big.
Yeah.
And I had a fig and bacon jam goat cheese slice that was excellent. So yeah, if you're going to the Garden, go to New York Suprema. But
how'd you feel about the Garden? Because that's one thing we did in 2000, and that was before the American Airlines Center was around, so the only point of reference for a basketball arena I had was Reunion, which, looking back, was magical. But at the time, it was kind of small. I remember walking into the Garden and thinking, oh, my God. This place is a palace.
It's Mecca.
It's so big.
For a reason,
it's
yeah.
so open.
Not a bad seat. We sat in the upper level, but the sight lines were great. The lighting is incredible. And just knowing that you're in a place with such history is really cool. And as we entered, you know, you kind of have to walk through, not a maze, but just like a big, long concourse to get to the actual arena. And it was pretty awesome and very efficient. Getting in and out was no problem because they're used to crowds. And
did you see Spike Lee?
I didn't see Spike Lee. Chris Rock was at this game.
Okay.
Edie Falco
okay.
was at this game. And John McEnroe. So that was the celebs in the crowd. And of course, they have like a little vignette mm-hmm. before they put them up on the video board. It's pretty neat. And again, a blowout. So we went and got pizza afterwards. But if you're going to go, you're not going to do everything you want to do in one trip. What we did Saturday through Tuesday, we landed Saturday. It was raining like hell. And we just went and had dinner and had some drinks at the hotel. Tried to stay dry. But then Sunday was an incredible day because we were able to just go out Rockefeller Plaza, which was like three blocks from our place, did some shopping, a lot of sightseeing, and I would say the thing you absolutely have to do if you go, and I know it's cliche, but Central Park is a marvel. It's 843 acres of just lush park, and the way it's laid out, it doesn't feel like you're at a park with a bunch of kids. You feel like you're in like your own little nature bubble in the middle of the biggest city in the world, or in America at least. And it's quiet. Like, you get to the middle part and you don't hear the sirens, you don't hear traffic, you don't hear people. You can sort of get away.
Peaceful.
Oh, so incredible. And we went about halfway through Central Park, and then we looped out towards the east side to go to the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which was just nuts. And we saw like a quarter of that, because you could literally spend all day there. On Monday, we went to the New York Public Library, which might be low-key the coolest thing we did. Because
you were there 1:15 on Monday.
I was.
Yeah. We were going to call you. You're like, I'm at the library.
No, but it's like a cathedral. It's like an American cathedral. The stonework, the arches, the ceiling. I mean, this is like old-school 1800s, early 1900s New York money that put everything they had into it. It's publicly funded, and, dude, it's magic.
So the thing that Justin and I want to know about, and I think you put this in Slack, is early on in your trip, you said you went to a live podcast in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I want to know about this. And you
Saturday
sent a picture.
Night. That's right.
And it didn't really look like our demographic.
No, it was not. My wife loves to not only read, but also write romance. And she has,
same.
She has this podcast that she really enjoys listening to called, it's called Fated Mates. F-A-T-E-D, Mates. And it's just a couple of...
That was what we were going to call our show at first.
A couple
of
ladies.
Landed on the sweet spot.
And apparently this is like a big deal in romance circles, and I had zero interest, but I went because, you know, hey, we're in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Let's go have dinner afterwards. It was fine. It lasted about an hour and a half. Bunch of ladies drinking wine.
Was it fun? Like, was it better than you expected?
They were talking about sex and
really
dirty stuff in books, and it's like, okay, this is. And there's like five dudes there. I was like one of five dudes.
They were the same situation as you. Like the wife, just like, let's go to this. They're like, okay.
There might have been like three husbands there, and there were some
other
dudes.
Other husbands
that were there.
Swinging?
Yeah.
Okay.
They could have been husbands.
Okay.
For all we know.
Or just trying to meet chicks. That's where chicks go.
But my odds were really good because that's one of five
there
dudes
you go.
In the room.
That's cool of you, though.
Three of them were straight.
Like, she went to the Knicks game. She probably didn't want to.
She had no
That's a very good husband
whatsoever.
Of you. Like, okay, I don't care about these romance podcast novels.
No, nope, not a bit.
I'm going to go do this. Have some fun. It's Brooklyn. But it's awesome.
And dude,
I'm glad you got to do that.
Again, I know that...
I'm glad Jenny got to go, too, for the first time.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, but you have to go see a Broadway show. It is incredible. We saw Wicked, which is in its 20th year. We saw it at the Gershwin Theater, which is like where the Broadway Hall of Fame is. Dude, it was impeccable. New York City, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, two thumbs up.
Way up.
Let's go.